This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Walt Leger, President and CEO of New Orleans and Company. Walt, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Newell. Great to be with you on this day after Mardi Gras.
Absolutely. Walt, thank you so much for hosting us at your facility on St. Charles Avenue. In spite of all that was a little crazy yesterday, y'all, as always, did not miss a beat at all. It went on in such an ordered and structured way and adapted to whatever curveballs were coming our way. And it was a great time.
Yeah, thanks for being with us. We enjoyed hosting you guys, and we're grateful to have you celebrating with us. And as you said, we had to pivot a little bit, but still a good crowd out there and a great day.
Yep. Hey, Walt, you guys, every year, y'all host some international folks that come in for Mardi Gras. And how did that go this year?
It was great. I think when you've got an iconic event like Mardi Gras, you want to make sure that you take advantage of the opportunity to paint the picture for people around the world. And so we had half a dozen or so media in over the course of the weekend, and I think a few others from the previous weekend. Some of them even rode in Orpheus on Monday night. So really spectacular opportunity with some folks from the UK, I think New Zealand, Australia, and others to really see what it's all about. And it's one thing to see Mardi Gras and view it. It's another thing to participate in it. And they had an absolute blast, and the coverage we'll get from that will be spectacular.
Give us a flavor of what their reaction is, if you would.
I think they're just giddy. They're like, you're almost like children. And when you first talk to them after the fact, you know, I mean, it's this joy that you get. I think no matter how much you see it from the street, being on a float, going through that like sea of people, having people chanting and trying to get your attention so you can throw something to them. I think they just kind of become enchanted by it all and a little bit overwhelmed, but in the best possible way. So, they often just go on and on about the sort of once in a lifetime experience of it. And they often then come back to us later, hoping they can do it again. So it's what you would expect, I guess. We tend to all get sucked into this. And in many ways we take for granted how magical this thing is, but when you can bring new people to it, they just light up.
Are they curious about the like the economics that you've got all these people paying money to ride on this float that are buying these beads and alike, and
yeah,
they're throwing it, and everything for everybody else is free?
Yeah, they have tons of questions about it, and I think it's good that we can walk it through with them, because we all kind of colloquially refer to this as the greatest free show on earth, but I mean, it's not free, right? I mean, our community is doing this. The people that make up our community are a part of these crews. They spend a lot of time, money, and effort. You know, I mean, my wife rode an Iris this year. She probably spent, I don't know, 100 hours making sunglasses over the course of several months. And we all know that people are decorating shoes and are decorating right. Coconuts and are creating costumes and sewing and, the artists that put the floats together. And some people are going to start on, either have started today or are starting next week to get prepared for Mardi Gras 2026. And so it is it's great to be able to kind of walk through with them that our community comes together through a series of enterprises that are all, you know, unique and have their own style and fashion, and they put together what becomes a unified Mardi Gras in some way. I think they're in awe of that as well.
Mardi Gras 2026 is on the 17th, I believe, which is a little earlier, obviously. What does that do for you guys?
Well, you know, I mean, I think we take the date when as we find it and we roll with the punches. I think when it's a little bit later, it does create some more opportunity for folks to come out of the holiday season and kind of make some plans to travel. So we will likely expedite our messaging to, you know, communicate to folks so that they're at least thinking about New Orleans and thinking about Mardi Gras as a possible destination for them, because it does fall a little bit earlier. But ultimately, there's no lack of things to talk about or do in our city. And so we really leaned into it this year when you had things like Taylor Swift and Super Bowl and then Mardi Gras to tell the world and to tell people around the country that we were doing hosting three of the most iconic events anywhere on the planet in a 4-month period, and that we were going to do it with excellence. And the fact that we were able to accomplish that and really come out shining with all three of those events is a real testament, especially when you consider the incredible challenge and tragedy of what happened on January 1st. It's really a remarkable thing for our community to rally like that and be able to continue to achieve with excellence despite a lot of hardship and sadness.
No doubt. Got a chance to talk to a couple of hoteliers, and I know that you're always in constant contact with them. The few I talked to said they had 90-plus percent occ rate.
Yep, occupancy was high this year. It definitely ticked up from last year. We're still going to be waiting a few more days on getting numbers Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. I'm guessing that maybe Monday and Tuesday things may have slipped a little bit from where we projected to be given the weather concerns. And I think, you know, regionally, people who would traditionally be coming in to spend a night or two here with us. But overall, appears to have been a big success and an increased success over last year. You always want to see things improving. And again, you know, given the challenges, a really good sign that people were here. I know, anecdotally, as I walked around Friday and then Saturday and Sunday kind of downtown in the French Quarter area, I know I saw a lot of people from the state of Louisiana here. And that's a great thing to see. You know, you want to make sure that we're thrilled to see people coming in from all over the country and all over the world. We know that happens. But a lot of the foundation of visitorship, especially for things like Mardi Gras, are people from Baton Rouge and Lafayette and Shreveport and, you know, Lake Charles and Alexandria and on and on and on. And to see that continuing and maybe even improving is a good sign and one that we're really happy to see.
It was interesting. You know, we had Scoot down on the street during our broadcast, and he had an opportunity to talk to about six or seven different groups, one from Canada. They came down specifically for Mardi Gras, same as you just outlined, another group from Baton Rouge, another group from Lafayette, from the Bayou country, and I think there was a group from Monroe as well that had all come down, which is really great to hear that, that just other parts, not only internationally, but other parts of Louisiana choose to participate.
Well, you know, for a little while, you were hearing concerns about public safety, and certainly we've had a market improvement over the last 18 months or so with a dramatic reduction in crime. But sometimes the perception of that persists longer than the reality. And so I do think that's a positive sign that people are recognizing that there have been there's been good achievement here and great partnership with state and local law enforcement community and leaders. And I think, as a reference, you know, I mean, some concern about what that would mean after the terrorist event. And I think what you saw was people from around the state saying we continue to love and celebrate the special community and sense of community we can build during Mardi Gras in New Orleans. And we're going to be there and support it and continue with our traditions and not be deterred by that. So I feel like that was as important as anything. It was important for us, and we've been trying to communicate around the state to invite people to be here, and I was excited to see people taking advantage of it and reconnecting and or just, you know, living out their traditions. I think that's a big part of what Mardi Gras is. It's the things that we've done year in and year out with the people that we love, and it was great to see that happening again.
Want to get your impression. Obviously, this is the first time that we were able to achieve the special event assessment rating, otherwise known as SEER 1. The implementation is the same. You saw it for the Super Bowl, and then we got to see it for the first time for Mardi Gras. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, I was particularly pleased to see what they did on the along the parade route to limit traffic on the backside of the parade. You know, in years past, I've often thought when you have small kids and people walking around a lot, it's kind of dangerous to have the vehicles moving around back there. So they implemented, you know, some devices to ensure that there would be much less traffic and much slower traffic. And that seems to have worked really well without causing undue burden or really disrupting things very much. And the additional presence along the route from a law enforcement standpoint was obviously welcome. Also in heavily trafficked areas downtown in the French Quarter. I think overwhelmingly the comments have been really positive just about the sense of safety and security that people had. And so I look forward to seeing as the city held some of its kind of post-event meetings to break things down, think about lessons learned and things we can continue to do to improve, but also lessons learned that we can continue to implement as we go forward to make the event a safe one, but also a joyful one. And it seems like things went extraordinarily well.
You know, I kind of pay close attention, having served so many years in the business, and I found that everyone seemed to be, and I don't know why, but they just seemed to be more attentive to detail. And I was just watching, you know, the guys and the ladies working, you know, in uniform. It didn't really matter what agency they were with, but it just always seemed that they were more attentive to the details that were going on. And you didn't always see that. And I just found that very interesting.
I think I also happen to get a lot of comments just about how friendly law enforcement officials were, which is something that you love to hear, right? And I that's traditionally been the experience I've had as well. But it when people are commenting, not only do they feel safe, but that they just felt welcome. That's important, especially when you think about some of the more some of the military organizations that have supported and that have larger weapons and could be a little intimidating. It's refreshing to have people continue to say that they were so friendly and made people feel at ease. I think that's an important part of it, and that's not necessarily a part of the job description that has to be the case, but it's one that I think our leaders in law enforcement have embraced and that folks on the streets are delivering. And we heard that during Taylor Swift and during Super Bowl and again during Mardi Gras, and I think it's a real credit to those individuals and those agencies and their leaders to deliver the public safety service in such a strong manner. And we're grateful to NOPD. We're grateful to our regional partners like Sheriff LaPinto and others. Of course, State Police, Colonel Hodges and the Chief Kirkpatrick here. They're, the collaboration's unprecedented in my as far as I can remember, and that's a great thing to see as well.
No doubt, for sure. And this year seemed to be the year of the dog, right? I saw bomb dogs out there. Actually, I saw bomb dogs wearing beads. I saw bomb dogs wearing Mardi Gras hats. And then I saw Scrim had his own float.
You couldn't escape Scrim this year. Yeah, and we haven't even gotten to Barkus yet. They're going to do that on Sunday, right? I mean, look, it's the implementation of the K-9 units for public safety is something that I think, you know, you and I have talked about before, and it's great to see it continue to be implemented. I even noticed it at Endymion, at the Endymion Extravaganza. You've got people who are bringing in ice chests, and, you know, you need to those need to be checked now. You know, we've learned some lessons, and we want to make sure that those are adequately checked for public safety purposes, and they utilize the dogs to make that that process as efficient as they could. So continuing to use new technologies is important, but also implementing technologies like those that are tried and true, I think, are really strategic and important. And we're grateful to those canine units for being a big part of keeping us safe as well.
Absolutely. All right, we got to get to a break. We're visiting with Walt Leger, President and CEO at New Orleans & Company. We will be right back, folks. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Walt Leger, President and CEO of New Orleans & Company. Walt, I was on your website earlier this morning, and I was just looking at the month of March. And, you know, here we are, March 5th. I mean, March is chock full of stuff every day, every weekend. There's no rest for the weary. I mean, if you're looking for something to do in the city, March is pretty much chock full.
Yeah, we don't take a lot of time off, do we? We just go straight at it. I mean, it's wild. And then once you start looking into what's coming up, even beyond that, it gets even more intimidating, but it's exciting, right? You know, I think still a lot going on, even in the Mardi Gras world with Mardi Gras Indians Uptown Super Sunday in a couple of weeks, the Irish Channel, St. Patrick's Day Parade, of course, New Orleans French Film Festival. I mean, it really does go on. And then you get into Hogs for the Cause and Jazz Fest and French Quarter Fest and Zurich Classic, and it's an exciting time.
And I was noticing, New Orleans Entrepreneur Week is in there for 5 days as well. We'll have a lot of folks from out of town. And I haven't been to this in a number of years, but it gets a big crowd, that Tennessee Williams and New Orleans Literary Festival on March 26th through the 30th.
Yep, absolutely. A great attraction. And those are both two great ones to really highlight and celebrate. You know, I mean, bringing in, we strive to bring in a diversity of folks who are looking to do a lot of different things. And, you know, some events impact different businesses in different ways. And so having Entrepreneur Week and Book Fest and the Literary Fest with Tennessee Williams, all those things, you know, will touch different businesses in different ways, and they'll bring in different people at different times of years and of the year. And all those things matter to the broader hospitality industry, but also to the city as a whole. It makes it a stronger place to be, live, and work.
So, Walt, a lot of modifications to the convention center. Had several opportunities to visit it, both during the Super Bowl week and the events that were going on there, as well as Mardi Gras. And the reaction I'm getting from folks is incredibly positive.
Definitely. And we're getting the same kind of reaction from our customers. You know, we had a group in last week that we were working with that has meetings here in 27, 30, 33, 36. They had just been here in 24. And when we took them through the convention center, just seeing some of the recent upgrades and renovations that have happened got them very excited about their event in 2027. So upgrades to the facilities, meeting rooms, technology, but even just things like carpet and paint and things that freshen it up. All those things are really important to our customers, and they keep things fresh, especially for groups that come on a regular basis. It's great for them to be able to come back and see that the work that we've been telling them about is getting done, and that they're able to access it and see it. So Convention Center continues to be such a critical and important partner to how we attract events to the city. Super Bowls, WrestleManias, all those things, it's an important part of those, attracting those events as well. But the day in and day out that they deliver for meetings, conferences, conventions really sets the tone and the foundation for the visitor economy of our city.
We talk frequently with you about this, but I want to talk about something a little bit different. It seems to me that you guys are making a real concerted effort to almost be like the official travel agent of the city. You can go to your website. You can find all kinds of discount coupons. You can find all kinds of savings opportunities, whether it's restaurants, other attractions, hotels, and the like. What has the public's reaction been?
Well, we want to make it as easy as possible to access the businesses and the events and attractions that are happening throughout the community. Some people are going directly to websites to make those purchases. You know, they'll go directly to the hotel or directly to the restaurant. Some are looking for the third-party sort of verification of a site like ours. Some are being drawn to our site because it's got so much information on it, and we don't want to lose any of those potential consumers, and so we want to give them an opportunity to access those things right then and there. Ultimately, we just want them to come and invest in our community and spend their dollars, but we're also trying, as you suggested, to make it as easy as possible for them to do that and to organize it. And I think with AI and other tools out there that can help people to organize travel, you know, we've implemented some of those tools as well on our site to help people do just that and do it in a way that allows them to utilize the vast amount of information that we've compiled on NewOrleans.com to be able to assist them in doing it. So I think the reaction's been good. I think that, you know, people continue to make their choices about how they consume things, but we want to give them all the avenues possible to allow them to access and spend.
I mean, from my perspective, I really like the fact that, you know, you guys are a trusted source. And it's just your confidence level that you're not going to be led astray is good. It's much higher. And that's what and your site is really easy to navigate, especially, you know, I learn every time I go to it, I learn something about the city. And
well, I'll tell you, we're really proud of it, Noel, and thank you for those comments. And I know the team that runs it will be very pleased to hear it as well. But we actually upgraded the site over the course of the last year. And one of the things that I was truly proud of was that the company that we worked with is they do work in our space across the country, you know, and they laid out a framework for us to do this work, to do these upgrades, to upgrade the content, to do all the things necessary. And then a lot of the technology on the back end that people don't see being upgraded as well. The thing that I'm the most proud of is not just that it looks good and that it functions well, but that we met every single one of the targets on date and finished on time and on budget without any delays. And the company told us we're the first to ever do it. And I really commended our team at getting that done because, you know, that's a difficult thing to do is to set a framework up and then live up to every single one of those deadlines. And that took probably 40 or 50 people that had to collaborate to do that. And it really makes me pleased that the team is that focused amongst all the other things they have to do to get that done. It was a great display of collaboration and excellence.
And I'll give you like one example, and this has happened a couple of times for me. Like people that I know come in from out of town, you know, I'll give them my business card. Look, if you ever come to town, give me a call. I'll help you out. More often than not, they want to see live music, right?
Yep. Yep.
And so I used to know that right off the bat, you know, because I was going out all the time, but I'm trying to do that again because I just love live music. And y'all have... You can click on in your website live music, and you've got like every venue in the city. And I mean, it's got
it's
a
awesome.
Calendar,
yeah.
And you know, you know where all the live music is, so you can respond, and you can just say, "Here's the link. Go here, and if you have any other questions, let me know." I mean, simple.
Yeah,
like
no,
that.
It's great. And then we work with WWOZ to keep that live wire running and active as well, and so. Fortunate to have the right partners to help us too. But yes, I agree. And one of my favorite things to do is just meet people on the street, talk to them about what they're doing, give them some advice. And then ultimately, I just tell them to check out NewOrleans.com for all the details. And they never have any idea that I happen to be happens to be part of my job to do this. But I like right. to kind of be the secret, you know, purveyor of information. But I always end up sending them to NewOrleans.com.
But it's hard, you know, to when somebody asks you like that, because there's so many different venues that have live music. And, you know, you'd have to go to multiple different places to get it, and it's just so much easier here. I mean, it gives you the date, the time, you know, phone number, the whole nine yards if you need to make a reservation or whatever.
Well, we want our music venues and our musicians to thrive, and we know that with 12 million viewers a year on the website, that this is a important place to get that information. So we thank you. You know, I'm glad it's useful for you, and we're hopeful that it's useful for everyone. We just want people to be able to find exactly what they're looking for as easily as possible, and to support these musicians and these venues and get people out there. And I think it's working. It seems to be working well. We'll keep working at it and make sure we create as many opportunities for people as we can.
Well, to give you an example, folks, I'm on page 13. I was just pulling it up just now, just covering March, the 1st through the 5th. I mean, it's like...
Yeah. It's like dozens and dozens of live music. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's just when you look at it and you say, wait a minute. And I thought I was navigating it wrong earlier, and I was like, we couldn't possibly, because I think there were 314 page views through the remainder of the year of just live music, you know, broken down by date. It's like, okay.
So many venues.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it just gives you, I don't know, I felt good about it just because it's like, wow. When you say this a lot, that we punch above our weight, right? And when you get on your website and you start looking at all the offerings, like we're going to have what is it called in Lafayette Square? I always screw this one up.
Wednesdays in the Square.
Wednesdays in the Park, in the Square. That starts what, next week or the week after, I believe. Maybe the end of March.
Yep, you're right. That's coming too.
Yeah, you know, and you, it just as a reminder as you're going through this list. But anyway, the folks that y'all have.
You know, the other thing, Noel, that the other thing we're still really proud of is the New Orleans Musicians Database, which allows every musician in the city to basically have their own micro website, and that alone, that they can then put information about their gigs and where they're going to be playing, but also just presents an opportunity for them to promote themselves and their music. And that's available for any musician in the area so that you can learn more about them and even working to figure out a way to make sure you can tip them on there. So, again, like trying to create opportunities is the name of the game. And that's what our team really is focused on trying to do every day, is attract the business here and then create opportunities for people to compete for it. And, you know, that's happening each and every day. It keeps our team hungry and fighting for business, because we want to win for everybody here in our community. And the website's a big part of it. It helps.
Yep. Absolutely. All right, we got to get to a break. We're visiting with Walt Leger, president and CEO at New Orleans & Company. We'll be right back with his final thoughts. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We are visiting with Walt Leger, president and CEO of New Orleans & Company. Got a number of texts here. The website is neworleans.com, and you can find that live music listing there. You're going to want to meander through their website for a period of time. A lot of different information, and you can figure out where all the stuff is that you really, truly have an interest. So neworleans.com. I know we mentioned it a couple of times before, but a lot of times folks miss it. Walt, there's been a lot of talk about the collaborative nature, your organization, GNO Inc., so many others, the City of New Orleans, FQMD, DDD, coming together, getting a lot of different things happening. And it's a strong desire in our community to keep that going. Your thoughts about that?
Yeah, working together is the only real way to get things done and to keep things moving in the right direction. And so I know we're committed to it. I know that GNO Inc. is, DDD, FQMD, the city. We have a lot of momentum right now, and the key to momentum is keeping it going. We can't take our foot off the gas. We have to keep going. you know, I've seen some funny, you know, memes posted on social media about how iconic the events have been in the last several months and how folks are tired. We just don't have time for that. We have to just keep, you know, pushing forward and moving forward. I think this has created, you know, all the positivity that's been created through hard work has to be sustained. And so we have to be methodical about it, focused on it, concentrated on it, and continuing to move it forward. And so there'll be setbacks along the way, but if we're methodical and focused, we can persist and keep moving forward. And I know our team's committed to doing that in concert with local and state partners and excited about the opportunity created by the positivity. We want to just keep winning. And the best way to keep winning is to do it together.
I haven't seen the commitment and the vigilance that I'm seeing right now from the private sector, right? And I don't know how you feel about that statement. My concern is on the political side. And sometimes you just got to drag it, right?
I think you just keep talking about what needs to be done, advocating for the things that need to be done, and then you keep showing up in the capacity that you find yourself in and delivering the best results that you can, and then you get people to come along with you. And I think that's what's happening, and I think there's been political support to do it as well, both from the state level and the city level. And so that needs to continue because we are all in this together. And if we keep getting the results that we're getting, hopefully you can keep the commitment there and you can keep people motivated to keep going forward, because I think there are times where we're going to get distracted by other things, but the basics need to get done. And we've talked about this a lot. You know, I think it was celebrated that during the Super Bowl, we brought in all these high-powered corporate leaders and executives and wanted to show them why Louisiana was a great place to do business. Well, our organization is bringing in people like that every day. We've got conventions and conferences and meetings with those folks here every day, and it's why I've been so passionate about saying we've got to put our best foot forward every day. You don't know who's here or who is looking to make the next investment or make the next decision about where their company is going to expand at any given time, because they may be here bringing a kid to college, or they may be here just for a vacation, or they may be here for a conference, convention, or meeting. But either way, we want to show up as our best and demonstrate to them why it's a great place to live and work, and therefore a great place to visit and invest in. And so we've got to be vigilant about that for sure.
Yeah, and I really do hope it works. And, you know, we're going to go through an administration change in October, and hopefully whoever that person that rises to the forefront to be elected mayor and the leadership on the council continue to buy into this, because we still got a ways to go. I mean, infrastructure is one thing. Operational competency is something entirely different. And, you know, you haven't run an organization now. I think you understand what I'm talking about.
It's got to be consistent, got to be methodical, got to be, you got to get up for the big games, but you've also got to get up every other day too. And you've got to be excellent on those days as well. So sometimes you come up short and you just get up the next day and you work harder and you do better. And I think we need to keep winning and keep that mentality going. And I believe we can. I think you got to remember these big events and the success that you've had and the feeling that you get of accomplishment from it. But you've also got to have the successes on the random Wednesdays in the summer as well. You know, you've got to try to bring your A game every day, because it really matters in the long run.
You know, the consistent reductions in crime has been a nice little rally cry, right? It's amazing how much of a motivator that can be for a lot of different people.
It shows that with focus and with determination and with strategy and with collaboration, that you can get it done. And I hope that the successes that I think we're feeling right now and the momentum we're feeling will aid in that mentality, because that is the winning formula. It's working hard, it's working smart, it's working together, and it's being consistent. And I think you know, there's no reason we can't do that. We've just got to be focused on it. And I feel like we've got good people working hard every day to try to create those outcomes. And we should be happy about where we, how far we've come, but we should also, as you said, recognize we got a lot of work left to do.
No doubt. Thank you so much for spending time with us today. I know you're probably exhausted after all.
Exhausted and also excited, right? I mean, yeah. The momentum keeps you going, so we'll keep going.
Absolutely. Walt Leger, President and CEO of New Orleans & Company, have a great week, my friend. Relax a little.
Thank you. You too. Thanks a lot, Noel. Right. Take care. Bye-bye.
We'll be right back to see what Scoot has coming your way. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us. We are back, folks, and Scoot joins us. What do we have coming up, Scoot?
Hey, I enjoyed spending yesterday with you, doing the show with you and Ashley O on the street. You guys were in the balcony, and it was, it was an interesting day, but I think we all rejoice in the idea that it happened.
Absolutely. Yeah. I enjoyed it. I was shocked by how many people were out there.
I was too. And last night I was watching live, a live cam from Bourbon Street, and it was storming at my apartment at West End, and no rain downtown. And Bourbon Street was just packed. And I just watched it, just waiting for the moment that the line hit Bourbon Street. And it did, and people scattered, and then the rain didn't last very long, and then people were right back out.
Right back. There
yeah.
You go.
So, we'll talk about post-Mardi Gras stuff. I thought overall it was a great Mardi Gras season. Shootings happened, but it was after Mardi Gras Day, so, that doesn't really count. Unfortunately, some people got shot, but, that can happen in New Orleans. But it was a peaceful Mardi Gras season, and if you participated, I think you had a really great time. Most of the people in this area were really not expecting it, not in the mood for it, but last night, President Trump delivered his State of the Union address before a joint session of Congress, and we've got some highlights of that, and we'll talk about that too.
All righty, Scoot's headed your way with a great lineup. Folks, stay tuned. Hope you enjoyed today's show. Have a great Wednesday evening. We'll see you in the morning.